Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I hate that song.
Hello and welcome inside. Happy Thursday, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hey, buddy.
Where I promise tonight we will try to be better than the Bucks and the Mavericks. I don't know that we can do it, but we'll try to be better than both of them tonight, because if we can't, we just have to quit and go home.
They're trying. I mean, they showed up. I mean, the Bucks. I mean, you got to make it interesting, right? You have a blowout win, you get your rings, and then you get fat and happy. Ah, we got 81 more of these. Let's just get to the playoffs and move on. At least that's what it looks like tonight. Maybe they went and enjoyed some Miami nightlife. Is that going to be the story?
Maybe they're enjoying it right now, down 101-68. Still in the third quarter.
Yeah, no. Trash.
Woo! And the Mavericks getting blown out as well, and all the ire on social media reserved for Kristaps Porzingis. Now, I hate to say I told you so about Kristaps Porzingis, but...
Dude, you didn't even get 2 minutes in.
Well, because, listen, this is fruitless if you think you're the Mavericks and, oh, now we're going to suddenly be a championship team. How? We're going to bring back the same team as last year, which is what? Relying on Luka to do everything. What about Porzingis? Well, he stinks. Okay. And we're going to be a championship team now? We just are. It's going to be a new season. Everything's just going to be new. We're just going to start over again. We're going to rip it up and start over again. That's how we're going
to
win a championship.
At some point, don't you just try to get the triple-double if you're Luka, though?
Man.
When a game goes that badly? Don't you just try to stat your stat pad?
Listen, guys, we're losing by 30. What does that mean? So when I need a rebound, I'm going to miss the layup on purpose, get my own rebound, and then put it in. Any of you guys gets a rebound, I'm not passing to you the next game. All right, we good? We good? All of us good? Good, good. All right, great. Break.
Yeah, your Hawks, all five starters in double figures. Cam Reddish, 20.
Oof.
Off the bench, 7 of 15 from the field, 3 of 4 from three-point range in a blowout win over the Mavericks.
So we'll have more on the NBA throughout the night tonight. However, things now getting a little bit closer in Cleveland. The Browns with a 10-0 lead over the Broncos, and that looked like a 50-point lead at halftime, the way the Broncos were playing and the way the Browns' defense was rolling. But Teddy Bridgewater, 8-yard touchdown pass to Gordon, who leans into the end zone.
That was a great dive.
Extra point is up and good, so make it a 10-7 Cleveland Browns lead over the Broncos right now. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. A long time left in this game, but obviously, look, the drama coming in here is the Baker Mayfield situation. You know, now even more injured than we let on. He had the shoulder injury that's forcing him to miss tonight. Jay Glazer had an update on that. He's going to join us after the game tonight. So now, look, we mentioned a little bit a night ago that the Browns are at a crossroads. This is one of those times. This is one of those seasons where you don't realize how close the window is to being shut. All right, look, I picked him to go to the AFC Championship game, and that pick is not looking good right now.
Them and the Patriots, right?
But them and the the Patriots are making that look even worse.
Well, but they'll get a win. They'll get a win this week against your Jets.
Sure.
All of a sudden, they're 3-4 and hot to trot.
No, but here's the thing: they're done playing the Jets. They don't have any more games against the Jets left, so that they may not get another win.
All right, I've tried.
This is not like Major League Baseball where, we got three more against the Pirates, and then we got three more against the Pirates again at the end, and then we finished with three against the Pirates. No. The Patriots are done playing the Jets after this week. But there is a lot at stake for them, because if this season doesn't work for the Browns, so much is going to change. All right, so much, because you're already thinking about Baker Mayfield and if he's going to get a new deal after 2022. Is he going to go in with a lame duck final year and they're going to have to see if he's any good? Odell Beckham Jr. will probably be gone. There will be changes on defense. A
couple of drops from him today.
Yeah, the Browns suddenly, you don't realize how close the window is to being open. Hey, it's open for a while to being shut. It looked like last year, hey, they lost to the Chiefs, but look, they got everything they want, right? They got the offense they want. They got good running backs. They got good receivers. They got a quarterback who's the head of the snake. They're bringing in help on defense. This points to this year for the Cleveland Browns. And now it's, hey, if they lose this game, suddenly you're thinking, do we have to blow it up and start over again? I mean, really, I mean, does Baker Mayfield suddenly become a guy we got to move on from? And we have to, I mean, this is how fast it happens in the NFL. This is the year that they are expected to do it. The division is there for them because the Steelers stink. The Bengals are still the Bengals. The Ravens are good, but this should have been the Browns' year. Now, here they are because of injuries and ineffectiveness, and they are in a lot of trouble. I mean, they're in a dogfight now with Teddy Bridgewater, who can't throw the football. All right. I mean, this is a really difficult time where things can go sideways and you could see big changes very quickly. Like Cleveland's a team where it's if things don't go well, you're going to see a completely different team out there next year. There's going to be new stars in. There's going to be new players, new everything, because if they a step back is too big of a step back for them. They were supposed to be on the rise. And if they're not, and there's questions at quarterback and wide receiver, yeah, they got to be answered.
No, it's certainly, I don't know that you're necessarily at the crossroads, but you're looking up there and Robert Johnson is playing the guitar and just kind of hanging out, you know, waiting on a friend, to steal a term from the Rolling Stones. But you got you already paid Myles Garrett, so there's your anchor on defense. You got a couple of draft picks that came in. They haven't been able to stay healthy in the back seven, so problematic there. Offensive line you invested heavily in, missing a couple of starters again. And we talk about the run game. That was supposed to be it, right? Baker Mayfield last year, the thing he did best is he didn't screw it up, right? They didn't take too many chances. They let the defense and the run game orchestrate a lot of big-time possessions, and Baker would make a timely throw, but he didn't take chances. And so the numbers weren't gaudy overall, but he had grown into what looked like a pretty good spot. Now you have all these injuries that pile up, and look, you lost to the three teams on your schedule that you'd say, all right, those are 50-50 games. Well, Arizona, obviously, they worked them, right? 37-14. They gave away the game against the Chargers, and then they lost in that opener a narrow defeat to the Chiefs with wins against Houston, Chicago, and Minnesota. You know, those tough luck Vikings. The Bears that have a solid defense but offensively are maddening to watch on a weekly basis.
Oh, come on, buddy. Come on. Be more honest than that, buddy. Come on. Come on.
No, my stomach just did like somersaults like three times.
Okay.
Just
all right,
because I didn't want to go in. I didn't want to make it about the Bears because it was okay. I was going to do a 5-minute rant on the Bears, and then you got the Houston Texans, who we know what they are. So you've gone, and the games that as a would be contending team, you've gone out and lost. So you came into this game against Denver. You go to Case Keenum. He's number 31. That's right, 31 guys to start a game for Cleveland since they came back into the league back in 1999. So, you know, that jersey that everybody walks around, it looks like a flowing robe of an emperor or a king as you look at it. But it doesn't get that much easier, right? You got Pittsburgh, you got Cincinnati, next two division games. Not pushovers by any stretch, and Pittsburgh's got the bye week. Maybe they find a little something. And, you know, Mike Tomlin's teams don't lay down and die. Cincinnati's been strong. Then you got New England. You'll get a gift in week 11 against Detroit. But then you got Baltimore, bye week Baltimore, Vegas, Green Bay, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati to close out your season. There's no gimmies except you circle Detroit. But again, they have to win one eventually.
You think?
Right, well, they have to win one eventually. And if your offense is suddenly, you know, down all these stars, and for those of you that picked up D'Ernest Johnson on waivers and held your nose and put him in, you got a great night. And it's not taking anything away from the man's efforts. This is where, you know, you're at the point in the season where the waiver wire, it's like, well, he's going to have a few touches, so let's go. Let's dive in. Big bye week. But, yeah, for Baker Mayfield, given the severity of these injuries, and I think when Jay Glazer joins us a little bit later, I mean, what does this do for your thinking? Right, it's one thing performance-wise, but now you got a guy who's absolutely torn up. Like, it's not just one injury, it's a compound of so many other things. And even getting Jarvis Landry back tonight, I mean, how big a boost is that? So it's potential for rough roads here. And right now, if you're the Cleveland brass, perhaps quietly you're saying, we're glad we didn't sign that extension.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith here with Mike Harmon. Again, more on this game as it continues to develop. Browns lead at 10-7. They are driving with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Odell Beckham has just caught a big pass for a first down. Meanwhile, it looks like if things stay the way they are, the Dodgers will live to fight another day against the Braves. Chris Taylor has just homered to give the Dodgers a 6-2 lead as LA continues to bat in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's been a big night for Taylor so far. He's got four. He's got five RBIs on the night.
I mean,
he's
done
everything.
Yeah.
It has been huge. And this is a night that started out really poorly. Freddie Freeman homers in the first inning. The Dodgers in a bullpen game. Joe Kelly is starting, and he's not wearing the mariachi vest. You're going, great, this is how it starts.
Well, he didn't bring his superpower to the mound.
No,
and he didn't even survive the first.
No, no, it happens. Not the outing Joe Kelly expected. So it starts about as poorly as it possibly could for LA. But the one thing you can say about the Dodgers and some of the best teams, even teams that are poor, that still find a way, is the Dodgers are resilient. And it easily looked like here they are two-thirds of the way through the first inning. We're making a pitching change. The Braves have Max Fried on the mound, who they're very excited about, right? Full rest. Everything is great. Dodgers are on the ropes. And here they are in a game, and this is why this is dangerous. This was a game that was tailor-made for the Braves to win. Justin Turner out for the rest of the postseason. The Dodgers were going to have trouble manufacturing runs. They have to go to a bullpen game, which means Dave Roberts has to go 6-for-6 in his relievers,
right,
to make sure, you know, because if he goes 4-for-6, the game's over, and then the Dodgers aren't going to win. All the tough needles the Dodgers had to thread tonight, losing Justin Turner with the bullpen game, starting out 2-0 with two outs in the first inning, and here they are now with a 4-run lead in the bottom of the fifth inning. This is one of those great escapes and a game where Braves fans right now don't feel good, because they remember last year. I remember coming back from 3-1 last year, the Dodgers going, oh, this doesn't feel good. They can't feel good right now going, everything was going our way tonight. This is supposed to be our night. I know we're on the road, but everything pointed for us to win, and here we are. We're chasing 4 runs in the fifth inning of a game that we were supposed to win, and then the Dodgers are going to have their pitchers going on full rest, and then good luck. This is a really difficult game for the Braves to say, hey, we're going to pack it in and go home and try to win. I'm not feeling too good if I'm a Braves fan right now.
They are who we thought they I figured Dennis Green might as well say it as well as anybody. That'll be the post game after this game. And then if the Dodgers win game 6, and then if the Dodgers win game 7, you can just do the same speech. We had them. We knew who they were, and we let them off the hook. You let them off the mat. As I said, Joe Kelly didn't get out of the first. This was shades of what the Dodgers had done early in the series, though, right? Here's an early big hit, and then a whole lot of nothing, right? Runners left on base, runners in scoring position, the getting to double digits left on multiple times, and now you were able to go into the bullpen. Phillips, Vesia, and now Gratterall's pitched 2 innings, you know, 14 pitches. Be curious. This would be his longest outing if he were to come back out to start the 6th, but through 5-6-2, live to see another day. You got a huge crowd, because, you know, one of the jokes was, all right, giving up that early 2-run lead, like, all right, all those folks that were still on the way to the ballpark, did they just say to hell with it and have a night out of the town? But instead, Dodgers bats answered, and they've gotten thus far 4 innings of shutout ball, so we'll see.
This was supposed to be a finish him game for the Braves, and now it's not. It's not. It's finish. Oh, we're being
finished.
I mean, Bellinger stole a base.
I'm finished. I mean, I'm finished.
Wait, now you sound like the guy from the Monty Python sketch. I can't eat another bite. Come on. It's a mint. It's wafer thin.
It's wafer thin. It's a mint.
Get me another bucket.
I'm finished.
I'm Wilfred Brimley, and I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes
that too.
About diabetes.
It's too soon, Ty Shirt. Come on, man.
What do you mean?
It's too soon.
It's cold.
It's too soon. Well, you're the one that's cold on that. Come on, man.
Wow.
That's cold. Yeah, it's supposed to be a finish him game for the Braves, and here they are chasing 4 in the fifth inning.
Finish him.
877-99 on Fox is the phone number. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Carmen. We have the Browns driving, final minute of the third quarter. They are in the red zone. We'll have more on this game, and my favorite story of the day, because of so many people and so many stars who are upset over the outcome of this story.
Cleveland! I love it.
It has nothing to do with Cleveland. That story coming up next right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Yeah, buddy.
Browns now with a 17-7 lead over the Broncos. A very impressive drive by Case Keenum.
Great drive, yeah.
Touchdown pass to Stanton. Give it a 10-point lead for Cleveland now as the fourth quarter. Still have the fourth quarter to play, so still a lot to go. Broncos have the football.
He's completed passes to 10 different guys, Smith.
Yeah, everybody.
Look at the efficiency of Case Keenum.
I know. Look at this. Hey, what did I say? If Case Keenum is really good and the Browns' offense is good and it's dynamic, guess who's got to keep the job, right? Case Keenum. Now, he hasn't been unbelievable. He hasn't been lights out. It's not 38-7, but Case Keenum has been functional. And knowing now that you have Baker Mayfield with an injury that could keep him out a little bit longer, you know, you have the 10 days to come back and play, you can slow play Baker Mayfield a little bit. You can slow play his return a bit and see, because we've seen this from Case Keenum, right? With Case Keenum, he shows up with the Texans about nearly a decade ago and suddenly becomes a really big quarterback for a few weeks and then kind of, knocks around the league and then suddenly becomes the Vikings quarterback. You think he's the next quarterback for the decade? No, they're only going to hold on to him for so long before they move on. We've seen Case Keenum do this in bits and pieces before, where he has been someone's solution, at least part-time, and this could wind up being it. He has played pretty well. He's throwing the ball downfield well. As you said, he's hitting all receivers. Everybody's got at least one or two catches on the team. I don't know if there's anybody else you could throw to unless Ozzie Newsome comes down to catch some passes. So this has been a pretty impressive time so far. So I'm not going to say that, look, I'm not going all hot take. Case Keenum's got to have the job. Baker Mayfield stinks. But this clearly now you can slow play Baker Mayfield's return with the way the Browns offense is playing tonight. And remember, you don't really have a rushing attack, right? Your Johnson comes in.
Hey, he's got 80.
Yeah, he's got 80. They've run for 120 yards. So what you're doing tonight is working against a team that is a middle of the road team.
Yeah.
You're not beating up on the Jets again. You're not beating one of the worst teams in the league. You're beating a middle of the road team, and you're doing it pretty handily so far into the fourth quarter. So I'm okay if I'm the Browns with this. I'm not all doom and gloom, but I'm feeling okay right now. Still a fourth quarter to go, but coming out of this game, if they hold on to win here, I'm feeling optimistic about the short-term future for the team.
Well, but that's it, right? You're just looking for operational efficiency, take care of the football, make a couple of plays in the passing game, nice and easy, and get what you can from Johnson on the ground. Now, Strnad, the linebacker for the Broncos, he failed. On a 4th-and-3, Case Keenum evaded one tackle, and then he went for the, all right, I'm going to get you on the ground like it's Greco-Roman wrestling, and failed. And Keenum picks up the first down, and then eventually you have the touchdown pass. What a great drive that was. But the larger point is, like, there's no gimmies in the National Football League. You know, everybody comes to play. All right, maybe the Jets and Lions and whatever. You pencil a win, you still got to go out and do the job. And so for the Browns tonight, even without all of their marquee stars, like if it was a playbill on Broadway, you'd have in the role tonight of this and this and, like, wait, he keeps talking. Like, is anybody from the original cast there? Nope. But you're going to enjoy the play anyway. And here we are, 17-7.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome will have more on this game as it continues. Dodgers continue to lead the Braves 6-2 as Atlanta bats in the top of the fifth inning. But night three of the NBA, opening night number three, where we've had some pretty surprising eyebrow-raising results so far, which we'll get to. The complete NBA 75th anniversary team was announced today.
Yeah.
And I love this story because in no other sport besides the NBA, do players care so deeply about getting on the team? They care so deeply about getting on the team. So much so that guys are put on the 75th anniversary team that are midway through their careers. Right? Damian Lillard is midway through his career. He's on the 75th anniversary team. He's not. So does that mean he's going to be number one by the time his career is halfway done?
Did they keep Kyrie off because he wasn't vaccinated?
Team. Oh, buddy, too soon for that, man. That's a hot take.
Well, but I mean, it's you immediately soon, went to having Damian Lillard on it.
That's a hot take.
Kyrie's done a lot more in his career, has he not?
That is.
I'm just asking a question.
No, I'm just saying. No, you're buddy. I think you know.
Why does Giannis get to vote?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I'm looking through the voters. Bob Costas, has he done anything to disparage the NBA like he hated the other sports that he's covered through the years? Yeah, I said it.
I mean, and look at Giannis, right? Okay, look, Giannis is terrific, right? Is Giannis, he does everything he needs to do to prove what a superstar he is, wins the championship, scores 50 points in the deciding game. Giannis is terrific, and obviously, but the guy's 26, and yep, you know what? 75th anniversary team all time. Let's put him on there.
I expected him to be on the 100, but there he is right off the jump. So cool. Hey,
26
he's
years
in.
Old. He's on the top 175 already. But he's only played. Doesn't matter. He's on the list. Still playing. Doesn't matter. He's on the list.
I really want to go back to the all 50 because I haven't done this yet. How many guys got left off this time around? Or, those are the debatable ones, right?
Yeah, look,
guys,
you have
86 from those lists.
Klay Thompson, who again is midway through his career and has missed 2 years with Achilles injury. Hey, I feel like I should be on the top 75 list. Wait, come on, really, man? Really, come on. You guys are insane. They care so much. Stars care so much about this. They care so much.
Yeah, but
about
this is another
75.
But buddy, this
time.
Is another inscription on those autograph appearances and trading card insert sets and whatever else. That's a lot of money out of their pockets.
Mm. Hey, you know, James Harden has been great. How old is he? 32. Put him on the list. Put him on.
He's
still
in.
Got a few years left. No. Put him on the list. I mean,
James is there. Anthony Davis is there.
I mean, just
Anthony
think about
Davis
that.
Is
yeah.
there.
AD on the list. You know, is he 30? No, but put him on the list. Oh yeah, because AD is. I laugh at this list. I absolutely laugh at this. Not that these aren't players that someday you could say, yes, here they are, the 75th anniversary team. But just the fact that you are taking players who are still playing is ridiculous. It's that's why this is so much. So this is not really the best play. This is, hey, how do we pump the game? Because look at all the current players that are on this list. Look at all the guys that have played just a handful of years that are on the list. This is not a true list of the top 75 people. You have some guys who had their complete careers who got left off, which I understand. You can debate guys like Vince Carter, who we saw his entire career, right? You can debate guys like Adrian Dantley, who you've seen his entire career. You can debate those guys. But let's put all these people on, all the superstars of now. What Russell Westbrook, what is he, 32? Oh, people don't like him. Put him on the list. He's one of the top 75 of all time, but nobody likes him. How can the Lakers win a title with Russell Westbrook? No, but they got three of the top 75 all time players. Of course they're supposed to win. I really just think about how this list doesn't make sense.
All right,
just think about it.
So all 50 off of the NBA 50th anniversary team got in. So then it's 25 players over the last 35 years. Okay. Or no, 25 years. I'm sorry. Over the last 25. See, now I'm adding 10 just for giggles. Over the last 25 years, you got 11 guys that are active. And I understand, like, hey, Carmelo Anthony, he's at his end. Like, his career is what it is. The only thing that would be different is if he won a title. So you decide, is he in or is he out? LeBron James, fine. We're talking about all-time greatness. So be it. Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, okay. But Kawhi... I guess Chris Paul, because he's always on those top five lists. People love those top five lists. But you have 11 active players. I just don't understand Giannis. Like, he and Lillard are the two guys, and Anthony Davis. I think we mentioned those three. Add Russell Westbrook. But with all the triple-doubles, I guess, if you're taking guys from the last 25 years, you'd say he makes the list off of that. Instead of revisiting guys from, yesteryear, I guess. Pretty amazing.
I mean, look, it's much more of a PR move for the league, so they can say, look, we're celebrating the top 75, that we're not just trotting out a bunch of people who are going to wave and are stooped in older age and are going to remember, well, the game was great when I played. No, let's make sure we put all the big superstars now on, because stars who don't get on are going to be upset, and we want to celebrate the guys we have right now. And again, I'm not saying guys like Giannis and AD aren't going to be on the list when it's all said and done. But real, so if Giannis stopped playing right, 75 all time, 26 years old, yep, one of the top 75.
Well, he won
all-time.
That title,
it's
and
ridiculous.
He gave us those great things about being a freak on the court. Made us some great sound bites. So he's entertained us there.
I mean, it's just a say, let's spotlight all the good guys in the league right now. And players, and I love the fact all the players who are going to not make it that are going to be really pissed.
Oh,
off.
Sure.
Not just Klay Thompson. You know, how am I not? I don't understand. I have to think I'm on that list, dude. Come on, man. I mean, just stop for a second, okay? You're a good shooting guard, all right? You're a really good shooting guard, right? That's kind of what you do. That's kind of your thing, all right? And yeah, okay, Steph Curry's got to make the list because everybody loves Steph Curry. He's going, okay, great. But, you know, this can't be the top 75 players all time. 60 of them are all playing now. I mean, you may as well do that with the list. Who's on the list? Well, everybody playing now, and Patrick Ewing and Oscar Robertson and Will Chamberlain. Who else? No, that's it. That's it. Everybody else is playing now. Those guys are on the list. Magic Johnson not on the list? No, Magic's not on the list. But Damian Lillard's on the list. He's there. Don't worry about it.
At the voting panel. Marv Albert. And Steve Kerr, Michael Jordan, I could just see him. I took that personally. So that guy's not in. He didn't. I want to see who he didn't vote for. That they said, no, these guys are all kind of rubber stamped here, Michael. Nope, not on my list. go on down the line. But Ahmad Rashad is one of your voters. In Rewind, one of the great Saturday morning TV shows, back when you needed extra highlights, Robert Parrish voted on this. So you got a pretty big voting panel. Like it's all PR and trying to show some love, create some new merch and opportunities. But I think we all kind of had a laugh, right, when the tweets started going out and all the social media pushed. Like, all right, and on the 75th anniversary, oh, there's Michael Jordan. Okay, I was worried about that one. And then when the Carmelo Anthony went up, man, I had to text you and Frostberg immediately. It's like, our guy made it.
Yeah.
And Frostberg replied, he goes, well, it took him to get to the Lakers for people to realize what kind of career he had.
Well, hey, let's be honest. Melo's at the end. Like, guys like Melo and LeBron, okay, we've seen most of their career.
No, but that's just it. Yeah, they're done.
But Melo's going to end being one of the top five scorers in NBA history, man. I mean, Melo's not, he's going to end up being a top five all-time NBA scorer. So, yeah, Melo's going to be on that list. I get it. But the number of people who are on it who are still playing, I mean, really, that's the thing about the NBA. The players in the NBA are so vain, and they care so much about what people say about them. Even people they don't even know, what voters want to vote, what writers say. You know, some of them love Ahmad Rashad right now. Some hate Ahmad Rashad right now. I bet you didn't vote for me, Ahmad. All of these, they care so much about things like this. And to see this list and say, this is why they're on it, right? Because everybody voting doesn't remember the NBA, you know, before 2000. Well, I've heard the names. I heard, you know, Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And other, but let's put all the guys who are playing now on the list. Oh, okay. Let's do that. Damian Lillard, really? You could say Damian Lillard's one of the top 75 players of all time. Really? He's one of the top 75 players?
I mean, not that I've made my own top 75 list yet. You like the way I threw the yet in?
Yeah. But I mean, but the thing is that he is on the list, and he's played half his career. So what he has done with the half of his career is so unbelievably impressive that he's one of the top 75 players to play all time.
Yeah. It's I guess we start going into our history lesson, start breaking it down by position and all of that fun stuff. I don't really feel like doing that deep dive because I got Dodgers, Braves, and I have Steph Curry putting up 18 in the first quarter against the Clippers. So, I mean, we have live action here. We'll save the list for another day.
And let's count them down. Here's the 75 players, 75 to 65.
I'm going to do that over the holiday week. We're going to take a week off, right. And we're just going to tape a whole run of shows of lists. Here's five guys I didn't like against my team.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hi, buddy.
Bottom of the seventh, the Dodgers are six outs away from keeping the NLCS alive. They lead the Braves 6-2. A huge night for Chris Taylor. He's got 5 RBI on the night for the Dodgers. We'll have more on this game coming up. But right now, midway through the fourth quarter, Broncos with the football driving, they trail the Browns 17-7. Case Keenum has played well. We've talked about him earlier. But Teddy Bridgewater tonight has been functional for the Broncos. And now Broncos fans are seeing that, oh, man, yeah, all that optimism about, hey, we can win games with Teddy Bridgewater, you're finally realizing that, oh, yeah, Bridgewater and Locke. Yeah, oh, my God, what were we thinking? What were we trying to convince ourselves was going to happen?
Right, but going back to the preseason, everybody had this notion that, you know, Drew Locke was such a turnover machine and that Bridgewater was so careful with the football. We ran those numbers. It really wasn't the case. Locke fumbled a bit more. But the interceptions were right on par. And he's 3 turnovers against Vegas, an interception against Pittsburgh, and now another interception tonight. So it's not like he's taken care of the football. He's been careless. 20 of 27, 161, all fine and good, but on a drive that is, you know, they've got to come away with 7 to give Gascon any hope of a comeback victory here.
I don't know if Denver decided we're going to try to convince ourselves that this can work and Teddy Bridgewater can game manage our way to victory and we have a lot of weapons around him. But if I'm the Broncos, you saw there was a little bit of interest potentially last year. After this season is over, I'm John Elway. I put the big push on Aaron Rodgers to come play in Denver. Everything is here for you, man. We got a couple of pretty good running backs that we like, right? Melvin Gordon's pretty good. Javonte Williams is pretty good. He's young. We like him in the draft this year. We got guys you can throw the football to, right? Cortland Sutton, Noah Fant is a really good tight end. We got other guys like Tim Patrick when we throw him the football. Hey, we have weapons here. And you're playing in the thin air a mile high. Look what it did for the end of Peyton Manning, at the end of Peyton Manning's career, how he was able to throw 50 touchdowns, right, when you thought he was done. You get extra air and an extra mileage on your fastball. You come play here because this is a team that is built for success. Look, the Panthers with Sam Darnold. Why is it? Hey, the Panthers are a great landing spot. Why? Because the Panthers have so many weapons. They've struggled with Christian McCaffrey being hurt because you know who the best running back in the NFL is, but that team has a lot of weapons. So if you can sling the football around, you can do pretty well there and succeed. It's a great landing spot. Denver is a great landing spot. I go all out for Aaron, or if it's Russell Wilson, all out for Russell Wilson at the end of this year going, come here. This is a great place to play. John Elway is our owner. He's making all the decisions. You know he's quarterback friendly. He will talk to you anytime you need to. Don't worry about Vic Fangio. He knows nothing about offense. We didn't even let him in on the meetings. Don't worry about it. But Peyton Manning will talk to you about what it's like playing in Denver and being here. It's a great city. It's a great place to play. Come here. This should be the landing spot for Aaron Rodgers and or, well, not and or, Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, either one of them, when they want out at the end of this year saying, can I make anything better? That's where you go.
No, that's great. It's you still have to convince the Packers to trade him. It ain't about Elway getting in Rodgers' ear. It doesn't matter. Hey, come ski.
But if he's not going to play, he's not going to play. He'll either surf or ski. If he's not going to play, he's not going to play.
Right,
and if that doesn't happen, then you call Russell Wilson and say, come play here. And this is the destination. This is the place where quarterbacks should go. This way, Aaron Rodgers should be number one. You know there was some kind of interest last year. The Packers get, hey, if Aaron Rodgers isn't going to play for us after this year, and if he was going to play, we would have given him a lot more money. We don't have to pay him any more money, so what's really going to happen here? You know how this is going to end. But Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, this is the destination. This is where you go.
Well, and then there's Pittsburgh, right? Because Aaron Rodgers was, quote, flirting with Mike Tomlin, according to so many people, a couple of weeks ago. I mean, that it was hot and heavy on the sidelines as they jawed back and forth in the Mutual Admiration Society. So you got that. You're going to have to vie with them, too. I mean, a lot of fighting for the veteran quarterbacks this time around. Would they make the All-75? No, I'm just kidding.
I know Damian Lillard would make the All-75 ahead. Damian Lillard on the All-75. Teddy Bridgewater, yes. Drew Locke, no. There's
okay,
your All-75.
Just so I'm sure.
Yeah,
we got to make sure we check all those boxes.
Sure. If that voting was done for the NFL, can you imagine the guys they put on the all-time All-75 team for the NFL?
Well, they had the 75. Now we're creeping toward, you know, and then we had the 100. So I don't know.
Kyler Murray's on the All-75 NFL team.
Now you're talking.
Twitter it out about a fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Carmen. We got a double barrel of big NBA stories coming your way next, right here. You are listening to Fox. Hey, Jamal Adams should be on the All-75 team.
Wow, he would have been 2 years ago.